Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
You can't call people some of the things that he has without it having a negative effect, whether that is in politics itself or in the way that, you know, kids think it's acceptable or not acceptable to talk to each other.
Is Donald Trump a conservative by your lights?
We don't know. I mean, I don't think that conservatism is defined simply where you are on immigration. I think it is a much broader swath of thinking. And so I'll go back again to one of the basic tenets, I think, of conservatism is approaching the way you spend in real terms. And to completely disregard numbers and to step on, off into fantasy land and say, "Well, we're gonna get the budget right by waste, fraud, and abuse," doesn't seem to me, or strike me, as particularly conservative.
If he should ultimately take the GOP nomination, he's done well so far. Do you believe he can win in the general election in the fall?
He very well might, which is why I thought it was important before the candidates to left South Carolina to at least drive my own stake in the ground and say, this is what I believe and this is where I think he's wrong.
What would that mean for the Republican Party if you had Donald Trump as a president, putatively, nominally a Republican, but with his positions and his approach?
It would mean, I think, a couple of different things. I think it would mean some level of redefinition as to what the party is about, in that, you know, presidents become, in essence, titular heads of their party, whether it's, again, Republican or Democrat. I think that, you know, for the party of, quote, family values, it would be a bit of a stretch to again, use some of the language he's used thus far in the campaign, or maybe tone it down afterward. I think it would suggest a move toward economic populism that I think is dangerous. I think that there would be down ballot implications. I know that, you know, some of the folks that are in marginal districts are already talking about it. You know, when everybody's abuzz in Washington with what comes next, and in the cloakroom off the floor of the House, people are back there waiting on a vote, and one of the things they're talking about is, what's it mean for my election? And there has been a level of concern, because the idea of having to defend the next crazy thing he says isn't something that people relish.
Would you vote for Donald Trump in the general election?
You know, I am a Republican, and therefore, in the final analysis, I believe that I would support our nominee. That's where I've always ended up. But this one would be a particularly tough pill to swallow, and so I'd have to assess that and see where things were when we got there.
Do you think he can be stopped?
I don't believe so. I think that you know, by the middle of March, we'll have a very strong feel for what comes next in the Republican Party. And there are two schools of thought. Some people say, well, at that point, if he wins the nomination, he gives it to Hillary. But there's another school of thought that says, given the way he has defied political gravity thus far, that there's no stopping him. And we'll see come November.
Congressman, former Governor Mark Sanford of South Carolina, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.